Let me see. I got a couple of Schwartz ones. I got this. Haven't loaded them in yet.
Right. Right.
Right. Oh, I thought that was him.
I know. Like, that's one, and then the other one I got for Schwartz.
What can I touch?
What did that say?
What can I touch?
What am I?
I don't know what you're saying.
Know what
you're saying, what can I touch?
What can I touch?
You're trying to do a King Salmon impersonation?
Oh, when I said what? I can't. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Here it is.
Oh, what can I touch? At the strip. At the strip.
What can I touch?
That's right.
Right. Okay.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Your brother, face with hard luck. Face with hard luck. Card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck. Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck. Your brother, face with hard luck. Face with hard luck. Card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck. Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck. Good afternoon and welcome to the Hard Luck Show. I'm here. Certified, qualified, West Side host, Steve Lucky Luciano. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You can
hold on. Let's do
you
it.
Son of a bitch.
Ready?
Son of a bitch.
Let's ready. Go.
You good with your sound clips?
I am, okay, sir. Thank you. Right. Thank you.
Your brother, basically hard luck. Good morning and welcome to the Hard Luck Show. I'm your certified, qualified West Side host, Steve Lucky Luciano. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into the greatest show on earth. It's the Hard Luck Show coming at you from the Pico Youth Family Center in Santa Monica, California. Sitting across from me, that mad Indian, my partner, my co-host,
the sadistic one.
Bo and American Indian, Southern Californian, elegant barbarian, bringing you some motherfucking Rocky Mountain way once again. If you haven't hit a fucking one hitter toke of weed, now's your time!
Yeah!
Come on! Come on!
Come on!
Down!
Woo! Oh! Gone!
Come on!
Gone.
I get that!
Now, on audio, our engineer, old Blue Eyes.
Yeah, buddy. Sean Lewis.
Hut.
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 Hut. Hut.
Pro.
Hut. Hut.
Professional.
Hut.
Engineer. For the hop.
Alibaba.
Hut.
Love.
Hut.
When I was a younger.
Jerking off like young men do.
No one can for that ass.
I was a young boy. Jerking off like young boy do. I was making a big pile.
Of
white uncle. Yeah.
Just like you.
Just like you.
Where?
Yeah! Our showrunner extraordinaire!
Come on, baby!
Mr. Schwartz!
It's that motherfucker back again. What the fuck is this? Oh, it's a new salmon special.
What the hell?
This is his theme song.
Schwartz!
Yes.
Yeah!
Yeah!
What a fucking intro!
Schwartz.
Yes! There's my song. There's my song. All right.
How are you, Schwartz?
I'm soaking it all up, man.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
How's Philly doing in the NFL?
You know what? They're doing all right, but their game got pushed to Tuesday because everybody got COVID.
Shit.
COVID is gonna shut us down again. Just mark my words. Every fucking sport. Calling out players, testing them every day.
All right, and
our cinematographer.
Oh. Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. 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 Ali, Baba, and the
40 things.
Oh. Yeah.
What's up, Ali?
Ali.
Cut. You already know what's going on.
Yeah.
You already know.
Cut.
You already know.
Why do you sound like an old blues dude?
Hey, I already know. You already know what's going on.
Nope.
Yeah. You already know what's going on.
Don't even ask.
Drink it.
And our reoccurring guest.
Oh, yes.
Cornhole superstar himself.
Here we go. And five.
Upstreams.
Ooh, it's Matty Motherfucking King coming from the Hard Luck Show on the hardwood floors. Today I'm sitting on the hardwood floors. Woo, let's go.
Get zapped out?
Get zapped out. We always get zapped out.
Let's go to the strip club.
Who's zapped out?
Boom.
Anybody in here zapped out yet?
Could be.
Not yet.
Glitter.
Not yet. Let's go to a strip club.
Well, let's get our nails done before we go to the strip club, huh? Betty Manny. Turn it up. All right.
I'm gonna fucking take my lunch, put it in a sack, tie it up on a stick, and walk the earth like fucking Cain. And I'm gonna sit on a lotus leaf in the fucking lake.
That's so awesome,
excellent.
Man.
Oh man. Good. All right. I wanted to start off with a fucking. News report
I mean, I'm fucking TV worker.
Don't even worry about it. Listen, I was perusing the news the other day, and a fucking. Did you guys listen? In India, okay, I don't know if you guys understand, but in India, there's a bunch of monkeys. Yeah. In India, near Mumbai,
Mumbai,
formerly known as Bombay.
Mumbai.
What is that from?
I don't know. Mumbai.
What is that?
I don't know.
Mumbai. There's something about that. Yeah, right. Anyway, so there's monkeys that pretty much come in, and King Salman actually been to India with me. There's monkeys that come in when the sun goes down and they take over the city. Right?
Fuckers come in like they own shit.
Right, and then whatever.
You get out of their way.
There's a war going on currently.
With who?
With the monkeys.
Monkey tribe.
Wait a minute. Within themselves?
Nope. It's all monkeys against the other animal that has taken over the cities in India.
What's that?
Dogs.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Monkeys and dogs are going at it?
Wow. Dude, we got to see video of this. Dude, if there is
are you kidding me?
Let me
can't stand a chance with the monkeys, I would imagine.
Well.
Monkeys out. Fuck you. That's one animal you never want to have go crazy on you. Is any kind of chimp or monkey. They'll rip your face off, bro. Yeah, and then they'll rip your fucking genitals and all that.
There was that old couple that brought a birthday cake and ripped his anus out.
Yeah, but that's a chimpanzee, right? Yeah.
No, but these are monkeys.
Monkeys.
Hey, bro.
They know.
Any type of primate.
So there's
Right. You don't fuck around with animals like that, bro.
Listen, bro. There's a war going on. The monkeys in India have killed 250 dogs.
No shit. And how many dogs killed any monkeys?
It all got kicked off because a bunch of dogs killed an infant monkey.
No shit.
Dude, that's fucking gnarly.
Hey, don't forget, man.
Enraged monkeys have killed 250 dogs in an Indian district by dragging them.
Talk about grunge. Listen, we're killing fucking 250 of you guys.
Listen to this.
We're going to kill 250 of you.
Think about like the communication. I mean, how did the monkeys, they're like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the last straw.
Think about that.
They were like, listen, they called a monkey meeting.
Well, I mean, you got the stats. Is it unfolding how you're saying it, though?
Well, let me tell you. Look, man, I can barely say this shit. Enraged monkeys.
Wow.
That's a first. Jesus
are you wearing
Christ.
Diapers?
So you yes, I am. I am.
All right.
I am.
At least wrap a condom around. This guy's about to fucking ruin his pants.
Fucking gravy leg himself.
Gravy leg himself.
Oh,
yeah.
Here we go. No, listen. I got
I'm making sure nothing's leaking out. I got special duck cloth
sewn into the front part of my jeans so that I can just bust a nut you won't even know.
Duct tape with duck cloth.
Duck cloth, right. Slick side. All right, so look, enraged monkeys have killed 250 dogs in an Indian district by dragging the dogs to the top of buildings and trees and dropping them.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
Wow. They don't just fling shit.
Smart enough to know to bring them and drop them.
Yep.
What?
Wow.
Not only, they're basically doing a Suge Knight on all these fucking dogs. Think about that.
It's well, pretty sinister,
but you'd think of
wait
like,
a minute.
Like the monkeys,
hey,
like, right?
Don't everybody talk at once.
Wait, how does it? Wait a minute, dog. They are taking the dogs up to something high and throwing them off.
Yes.
How does anybody even determine that that's happening?
Because they've got video and they've been watching it. But listen, in India, these monkeys come down from these old ruins, right? And if you have laundry out and you haven't brought it in, these monkeys, when we were there, we saw it with our bare naked fucking eyes. These monkeys come down and will grab your favorite shirt and go up to a high place. And while you're yelling at it, rip it in little pieces and throw it at you just to fuck with you. These monkeys are swooping up puppies and dogs and dropping them off buildings for punishment for killing one of their infants. Panic-stricken residents have also come under attacks. Say the acts of animal violence have been carried out in revenge after a pack of dogs killed one of the monkey's infants. The horrific incidents have been reported in the villages of Mahalagaon, where 250 dogs are said to have been killed by rampaging primates, and nearby Labul in the Maharashtra's Bid district. According to India's News 18 website, not a single pup is left in Labul, where
even school
children are being chased and attacked. And
anything small, they're like, hey, it don't matter. If they're small, get them.
Dude, there's a war going on. Salmon and fucking Schwartz, can you guys see if you can fucking put this video up? Because I have it right here, and I'm trying to share it, and I don't know why it's not up.
Okay.
But the issue is, so check this out. So some of the...
Turn it on.
Yeah, some of the...
Turn it on.
So some of the residents have their own dogs. They're like dog friendlies or whatever, right? And then the monkeys are coming out and fucking with their dogs. So then the humans were like, oh, fuck it. We'll deal with the dogs. And then now the monkeys are turned on the people and they're chasing after kids.
Like if everybody's payback on everybody.
Yeah, it's just a fucking all-out battle between the monkeys. This is real Planet of the Apes, dude. This is real Planet of the Apes.
Why that shit ain't on the TV?
I don't know, and I don't need Salmon looking at me like a lost guppy. What the fuck is going on, bro?
Fuck, man.
Jesus Christ.
Well, this is the kind of, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Why is this
shit
going?
It's either HDMI 1 or 2, motherfucker.
How difficult is this?
Listen, Jesus Christ.
Man, we should have already had that going.
I know. Hey, you know what? I never have a problem until Salmon sat next to it. Now it's all fucked up. All right. Is it up there?
No.
We'll switch it to the HDMI 2.
I just did. It still ain't coming up.
Maybe USB, maybe? Or
no, it's all it's hooked up. It is HDMI, you motherfuckers.
You motherfuckers.
You should see these dogs and monkeys just going at it, bro.
Well, I'm trying.
We got to see it.
Now we got to see it since you pumped it all up.
I know. I'm trying to get
it
up.
Is the cord actually it's plugged in, right?
Yes.
Okay. Motherfucker, I plugged it in a million.
Fucking shit. Quit fucking with it, Salmon.
One, motherfucker.
Is it one? We'll put it in
shit,
there.
You gotta smoke.
All right.
Of course.
Anyway, so that's that. But the other thing, so speaking of wars, all right, we're never gonna. I don't understand what's the problem here.
What's the deal? Yeah, I don't see it.
Is there a select?
Okay.
So wait a minute.
Button.
All that
like to actually select. Seriously. We gotta.
I'm editing this out.
Yeah, edit it out. Motherfucker, everything just shut down. Fuck this bullshit.
Oh, there we go.
Where?
Something happened.
Is that it?
Something must have happened to him, man. Quit fucking with us.
Hey, there we fucking go.
See? King Salmon to the rescue.
Yeah, okay, you actually came through. Now, how do we get that thing off the fucking screen?
What thing? Just don't fuck with
it. It'll go away.
It'll go away on its own, motherfucker.
Let it go away on its own.
Let it go away on its own. All right, here we go. Here we go. Yeah, edit this out. Said. Don't forget. Okay. If you ever do a That's What She Said joke on this show.
We got it.
I knew it.
Here we go.
Look to see
oh,
the
those
monkeys.
Are big monkeys.
Yeah, bro. These Whoa. Are big motherfuckers.
The monkey was getting chased by the dog.
Look at this
right there.
One. Look at this one.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
It's one of those ass out monkeys.
Killing the fucking dog.
Look
bro.
At that dog, bro.
Wait, just switch to HDMI 2 right now. Now just, it's switching between all the different.
Oh, he grabbed that dog.
You gotta
bro.
Go back to one.
No, but it's in two.
Oh, it's in two? Well, what the fuck just happened?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I fucking know. You don't like funny? The taxi music?
I think that's just funny.
Hey, dude.
That's a soundbite, por favor.
All right, whatever. I don't
no
know.
Quiero la taxi music. What?
So wait a minute.
Sad the motherfucker.
I know, and then it switched off on its own.
So why don't
Do we
the...
power down and restart up?
No.
Again?
I don't know what's going on.
All right. Well, I guess you're going to
okay,
have to
just
turn your
around
screen
your screen
around.
Screen
yeah.
around.
We're going to have to watch it on your screen.
No, I
maximize
mean,
that screen, boy, and turn around. Let's see.
I mean, you're not going to. This is the only Let's video see. That they have
okay.
right now.
Okay. Oh, well, that's better than what we had.
I know.
Look, poquito más. Poquito más. Ahí viene, viene. Ahí viene, viene.
I can't see it. Now, I can't see it.
Okay, here we go. Look there we go. Now we go. There we go.
From the fucking monkeys.
Whoa.
Dude, you'd
I
run
seen somebody
too.
Run.
Oh. Yeah, you'd run oh, away too. God. These fucking monkeys don't give a fuck.
Oh shit!
Look at everyone's riveted. Just describe what's going on.
I don't know. That dog's creeping around, creeping around.
Creeping around.
You know,
in the middle of the video
big
house.
Setup.
He don't have nobody
itself.
With him. He's by
hey!
Himself.
When I say explain it, one person explain. Don't a bunch of people just fucking start chitter chattering. What do you see? Oh, blue eyes. Explain it.
I see. OJ. It looks like OJ. I see security camera footage.
Oh,
now I'm seeing two guys cross the
On the street.
Cross the street
with their heads blacked out or fuzzy. All right,
all right. Yeah, why are they?
I don't know.
Here comes right, some other guy.
All right, forget
the
it.
The fuck is this?
I don't know. I don't
okay.
know. Okay. Enough of this.
All okay. right, so the monkeys and the dogs are fighting and
so
killing.
Let
They're
me
fighting
ask,
a bloody war.
Go ahead. Go right. ahead.
Let me
guys,
ask you this.
I'm sorry, guys, for that.
Why don't the people of...
That's all right. Go ahead.
I was anticlimactic on the visual.
No, it's... Yeah, on the visual. Go ahead.
Well, how come the people of India don't just, like, kill these monkeys?
Well, for the Hindus...
You see what happened when they killed fucking one dog?
They
when
tried.
No dog killed one? All
right, let me read this to you. Okay, so let me read this to you, because that's a good question, right?
Don't kill everybody.
Villagers reported that the monkeys set upon the dogs as soon as they see them before taking them up to a high place, the top of a building or a tree, and dropping them off to their death. The reports say that the last month alone, 250 dogs have been killed. Pictures in India media appear to confirm the attacks. In one, a monkey is seen on the roof carrying a puppy. To the edge of the building. That's just ruthless, bro.
Right.
Separate footage possibly. Residents of the village contacted officials at the forest department asking that they round up the killer monkeys. However, when officers were sent to the village, they were unable to catch even one of the primates. It ain't so easy to catch a monkey, homie.
It's easy to fucking shoot one.
They don't do that in India.
Why?
Because the Hindu religion and stuff.
Oh, that's
they don't
right.
Do that
they don't
too.
Allow that, dog.
Hey, bro, when we were...
Tranquilize.
I mean, maybe, but they didn't think of it. It's India. It ain't right. fucking. Listen, yeah, I'll tell you something. When we were there, you would be driving on a five lane freeway, and a cow would be sleeping in the middle of the freeway, and they would just go around it. They
no
wouldn't fuck
shit.
With it. They
the
would
cows
not,
are sacred, right?
Yeah, thought, yeah, they wouldn't fuck with it. They don't kill like we kill over here.
No
like
country
we'll,
does.
I mean, we'll fucking. You know, oh. There's a pig epidemic in Texas. Right. All right, open season on pigs.
Yeah, get the machine gun.
Yeah, $5 per scalp.
Let's
you know
go
what I mean?
Fucking, they're going helicopters.
Right, let's go. Right, so they don't even trip on all of that. So they don't do that. So that's one thing. Now another thing that I think might be interesting is the Epstein Ghislaine Maxwell
Ghislaine.
They've closed the trial. Trial's shut down.
Oh,
now.
Really?
Defense rests.
Okay.
Oh.
Defense rests. But I was looking at who the attorneys were in the case. Maxwell fit and I was the same. One of the prosecutors who prosecuted El Chapo
mm-hmm.
is Maxwell's attorney. Think about that shit.
Okay.
She's assembled a formidable and costly team of defense lawyers as she tries to avoid spending the rest of her life behind bars. Most visible, super lawyer Bobby Sternheim, former prosecutor who tried international organized crime syndicates, terrorism, and capital murder cases. Most recently, she defended terrorist Ming Kwang Pham, who was convinced of plotting to blow up Heathrow.
What's the case look like, Juman?
You know, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. They brought in a lot of victims. They brought in victims, some of which they would go under the name Jane or Doe or whatever, right, to protect their identity. And they definitely were saying that. It wasn't like Maxwell was just, you know, hanging around. She was, like, pawing people and scrubbing them and doing all this weird shit along with Jeffrey. Yeah.
Really? What are they saying? What kind of shit are they saying?
They're saying, like, what would happen is first Ghislaine would meet them and be like, you know, I have a very powerful friend. And usually it was, like, modeling chicks, 14, 15-year-old modeling chicks. Not modeling dudes.
Right.
No dudes.
Right.
Right? No sausage parties. Then they would become friends, and then she would be like, oh, Mr. Epstein needs a massage. And then it would start out like Epstein would just get like a normal massage, you know, like $100. And then before you know it, Epstein would be jerking off and see like if the girl would freak out, and then she's scared. And sometimes these girls would be brought in like they're going to be mentored by Ghislaine and Jeffrey Epstein. And then what would wind up happening is they'd find themselves stuck in a giant mansion in the middle of nowhere at some ranch. And the next thing you know, both, like, Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein were groping these chicks and, like, pulling them into all kind of shenanigans that they didn't want to be a part of, but they were alone and stuck. And there was nothing they could do about it. She was participating in the sexual acts themselves, according to a lot of the reports and the testimony. And their defense is trying to give them a thing of like, look, she was friends with the pedophile for years, maybe even the lover, but she wasn't involved in any of that. Good Lord, no.
That's the position that.
But there's like tons of pictures of her with her like Ghislaine's tits out, giving like, you know, Epstein massages on a private jet with his foot stuck between her big fucking mammary glands and shit like that. It's like a weird. It's all. And listen, Clinton, Trump, fucking.
We're all up over there.
Everybody was at that island.
You guys hear that? Trump, Clinton, all of them.
All of them, bro.
Prince from England, all those. All of them.
Prince Andrew.
They got their man, and if this dude wasn't killed, it should have been obvious this guy was going to be killed.
Right.
I mean, that should have been obvious, but if they went to kill this dude, was going to fucking really put it in everybody's face.
Right.
But just know, the little bit we know, that's all real. Stop thinking what you're thinking. My listeners probably get it already, you guys listening. But, like, get with the truth. And that is them and a whole lot more were all over at that island.
Yeah. And, right?
Sucking and fucking kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Did they not seem to keep this trial a little hush? I mean, everybody knows that it's
about
going on, but
trying
it hasn't
to be hushed,
gotten
dude.
The,
everything,
the
everything, 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 everything.
It certainly didn't get the Rittenhouse coverage.
No,
right?
Not at all.
Not even close to Rittenhouse coverage.
How long did they investigate this dude turning up dead? That was like, there was not even an investigation. They presented the news. Check this out. Right. Dude fucking's dead. He choked or whatever. And in about 48 hours... That was it. I didn't hear nothing. It may be a month later, you're like, oh, you hear some little story about one of the guards
took
or something.
Took a nap.
But yeah.
Playing video games.
I mean, that thing is nothing. This was Epstein, bro.
Think about that.
It was so obvious that people could doubt it.
Because they laid that job out like anybody who's smart's going to.
Right.
If me and you are taking fucking salmon out.
Yeah.
We whack somebody, right?
Right, right.
We all agree, all right, let's get rid of the body.
Right.
When we get rid of the body.
Yeah.
And when we have salmon to dig the hole and dump it, we get rid of salmon too.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I get rid of you too.
What?
You join them too.
No!
Yeah.
No way,
and then
bro.
I fucking dig the hole. I just carry the dirt and take off. That's the kind of way that they're handling this.
And then
does
the
that
monkey,
make sense?
Monkey comes down, carries you off to a building and drops you off.
They're doing it so that they're doing the Oswald on them.
Yep. Oh, Ruby!
If you can just kill it off, and like, and that's what they did. They
yeah,
did
but see,
it. How are they able to get these done all the same kind of way?
Wait! Listen!
Kill the last witness.
But the only thing they didn't do was kill Jizz
Homegirl.
Lane. Yep. Right. And everybody expect when you read the Reddit comments, everybody's like, "Up, oh, T minus ten seconds, so that bitch is dead."
That bitch is. Something's gonna happen.
Well, but hold on. They went ahead and had a whole trial, and whoever yeah, the
absolutely they wh- failed on their mission.
Whoever but, the powers that be decided we're gonna let her hang and twist.
She and you want to know something? You want to know something?
Go
I'm
ahead.
Say?
Go.
There is a chance that she may not get touched. There is a chance that she may go under such tight. Whether she get her deal in prison and she serves time or ever gets out every single day. She'll be so secured wherever she goes. Maybe they won't be able to get at her now.
She hasn't admitted shit.
She didn't take the stand. Go.
I was going to say, isn't it sort of a crime in itself that the defense rests? Because then we don't get any more questions answered.
Yeah.
About what he did.
Yeah, so they're sealing off the thing. And you know what? A lot of people feel like the prosecution was a little soft. Like they went into some things, but they didn't go into everything.
What does she stand to lose? What is her fucking? Is she stand looking at a life in prison charge?
Probably, life.
We don't know what she's okay.
Yeah, but she's running with Prince Andrew. Her dad was Robert Maxwell, who was like the big newspaper magnate. Also, got a lot of dirt on people and used it. This whole thing, Epstein with all of the cameras.
So they're having to be careful how they deal with her too.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
How long is it going to take us before they give a verdict on her case?
Monday is closing arguments. So Monday is going to be the closing arguments, which could be interesting. I could get text from the closing argument and then play it for you guys and say,
"Let me ask you guys
something. Like, what do you think about this?"
First off,
come on.
Everybody in this room.
Go ahead.
How many other people had to have been involved with this at this level? How many people had to have participated or gotten their hands involved in this?
A lot, bro.
A lot.
A lot.
Shumahan. It wasn't just this fucking, Giselle?
Yeah.
And him and Epstein, you guys. Like, there's a whole pool of people, inner circle around them, that kept this going, continued for it to go that long. We've not heard, the reason I don't know their names, is because you don't hear of any of these people.
Well, check this out.
They've now already scaled it in a way to where they've got the public just looking and holding them responsible. Look, now you forgot. Okay, I'm going to let you go. But now over this amount of time,
right.
We're down to one.
Right.
Everything's on her.
Right.
What? Let's back it up to originally when it all started crumbling. Where are all the players, the interior insulation of that, where are they at?
Listen, like decades ago, right, the regular police department down in Florida where Epstein was doing a bunch of shit, okay, that either sheriff or whoever that was investigated that thing honestly. And they went to Epstein's house and they pulled out all, and I mean, the cop, the sheriff was like, yeah. I went in there and there was even the paintings were weird. It was like underage chicks with their legs for all this weird shit. He already knew what was up, right? He goes in there and he recommends. And then he's holding on to all this shit. And this is when, and he takes it to the federal district attorney, right? Of the southern, Florida. Epstein, they caught him and it must have been an accident. Because they caught him red-handed, and now they had to deal with the charges, and they had to deal with the fallout. And whatever exactly happened, right, Epstein was able to cut a deal with the Southern District of New York, despite the fact that the Florida regular cop had already found the evidence, and despite the fact that one district attorney who was super honest, this chick who was totally against all this shit, convinced these young girls to come forward, even though it would destroy their family and guaranteed that he would be prosecuted. When all that came to light and you had that one honest deputy DA, all of a sudden a higher up stepped into place and cut a deal. And the deal was that Jeffrey would do solicitation of prostitution for underage prostitution. He'd do like a year house arrest, and he got visits and even
people. I remember that was a place where he was able to leave on the weekends and all that.
So that was decades. The guy that cut that deal. Now, that deal, you're supposed to inform the victims because they get to weigh in on whether or not they want to accept that. That DA did not inform the victims. That's a known fact. And that DA went on to be appointed by Trump, either attorney general.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Or something like that. What? And when, yes, and when that information came out, the Senate didn't confirm him.
Yep.
He got blocked out of that because it all came to light at that time. That was decades before this whole thing hit. So Trump's appointing the guy that made a deal to protect Epstein. Okay. All of the black books that they have, flight logs and all that shit, right? All of it, all this fucking.
It's all connected.
All these high fashion businesses, right? You know what I mean? Like luxury houses in Italy and all that shit. All that's blacked out. And in fact, they found like free ring binders full of photos that they were able to suppress because it wasn't relevant to the Ghislaine Maxwell case. But on all those photos are a ton of international motherfuckers with Epstein and God knows what. And Prince Andrew, I got
butt plugs in their ass, right?
In their mouth. And Prince Andrew, yeah, right. Listen.
One in their ass, one in their mouth.
After.
Dirty ones.
Prince Andrew.
Throw me that butt plug. I'm going to put it in my mouth like a fucking pacifier. They're all standing around with adult diapers, right? Like giant, like big adult babies with dildos.
Wearing giant,
and
like
fucking
Disney
pacifiers.
Mickey Mouse gloves.
Yeah,
right.
Jacking each other off.
Oh, please. A bunch of perverts.
Dutch rudders.
Right.
So check this out. Gag balls. So check this out. I don't know. What's a Dutch rudder?
Dutch rudder is... Seriously?
On. Yeah.
From Zach and Mary Make a Porno, man. It's when you grab somebody's arm that he's got his hand on his cock and you grab his arm and just move his arm back and forth.
Yeah, well,
you ever seen
there.
It at that's the end of the movie? With
no,
fucking,
bro. I don't want
to. I'm fucking.
With Jason Hughes.
That's,
no,
that's some shit that those guys came up with. Yeah. Trump. Exactly. Trump boys, you know.
Trump
the,
and
Epstein, they
the
came
Proud
up
boys.
With.
Right.
Yeah, Trump.
Right.
And Clinton,
that's initiation at a Proud
Who else
boys
is over there with them?
Anyway, the point of the matter is, listen. So, okay. So you have all of that. You've got three ring binders and all shit that never really came to light. And they had like flight logs. And even high-profile female celebrities, I can't remember who it was listed in the flight logs.
Underage prostitution, yep. Drugs, trafficking.
It's not prostitution. It's not prostitution because, and I'm going to say this, these women were too young to consent, and they were put there against their own will.
Underage, yeah. Right.
So when we call it like prostitution
no.
on a yeah, weird...
No, only on their angle was prostitution because they were charging something on the back end.
It's called compromise. It's called compromise. And what was going on, a lot of people think what's going on is it's actually a CIA operation to get dirt on tons of people.
Right.
And then remember?
I agree 1,000%. Maybe he was a whole big CIA ploy.
That's what a lot
Epstein.
Of people think. Absolutely. And they say, like, if you...
Like, so, they created Epstein.
Exactly. And if you remember, Trump, one of the things about him, the Golden Shower dossier... And one of the things that they said was the KGB at the time, or the FSB now, they would, like, you go to Russia, what do you want? Do you want everything? We give you everything.
I got to tell you, you know what?
They take pictures of it, and then they can get you to do certain things by blackmail.
Juman, you know what? They give some motherfucking janky ass stories to how Epstein got his money.
Oh, nobody knows.
Okay, yeah. No, they give some janky ass stories when you watch these documentaries.
Right.
They, but they're real, like, crazy stories of somebody signing over $40 million or their company. Or they, like,
right. Yep. Like that guy. Who's so that, who's so that guy is, that right, he lived on his guy. Property?
Yeah. Most expensive property in New York City.
Right. So, wait a minute, dog. Think about that. Because if he was being funded by the government, CIA, like, and, like, we're going to prop this guy as this. And money is to, he can have as much of it. There is no faucet. I'm wondering how they would back that up or what stories they would create to show that this guy really made money. Because what I know and what I've heard, it sounds like a lottery dream story. How he got his money.
They don't have
this
to explain
own
it.
Fucking, do you know how much shit this guy had his name on?
He had his own
on?
Private jet. Trump barely could get his own private jet.
But they can't exactly say what he where he got his money.
No, and they don't they have to. Yeah. They say that he swindled. They say what they say is, who's that guy that...
Sucking that dude off. He was sucking
that one guy off. Right? No, he wasn't. I promise you, this is what
you
happened.
You don't think Epstein was sucking off some guy?
Listen, I don't know what he
a
sucked.
A few guys.
I don't know if he did a Dutch rudder or what.
Yeah, Dutch rudder.
Listen, here's the deal. Whoever it is that was the Victoria's Secret mogul, that guy, the CIA had some kind of dirt on that guy already. They went ahead... And they said, you're going to become pals with Epstein. You're going to get a piece of your fucking company.
Oh, you?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Okay. Epstein got it. And you know what? If anyone asks, you got conned. You got conned. And we don't have to explain how he made his money. We don't give a fuck. That's for normal mouth breathers who have to eat Skittles for a living. Like, these motherfuckers don't give a shit. You think they really care if we... understand how that motherfucker makes money? All of us in this room work our ass off to get money. You think they actually deign to worry about what we think about it? Hell fucking no. In fact, it actually makes the power more powerful if they can show that, like, you obviously got it from our snapping of the fingers. We want to fucking snap fingers? He's rich. And he's going to be conning these idiots. And then we're going to set up a pedophile ring, and we're going to get every single person, Merkel, Burkle, Durkle, everyone around the world.
That started, and they came upon it, and they exploited it, and grew it, and groomed it.
I bet you 1,000 months. Because look, FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, it's well-known fact that he was a cross-dresser behind the scenes, and he was abso-fucking-lutely. Edgar Hoover was a cross-dressing fiend. He went by the name Debbie. Aunt Debbie, right? And he was jerking off all kinds of mafioso. I'm not kidding.
Holy shit,
I'm not kidding. That's not bullshit. So the
he
thing
was
of,
a weird motherfucker. That
listen,
guy.
That guy was running the FBI.
Finishing dudes off into his mouth and shit.
Right, just jagging himself off until he had black eyes. So here's the thing, though, right?
Black guy jacked her off.
They come. Old Debbie
the
black
one-eyed,
guy.
The one-eyed, black-eyed, one snake wanderer, huh? Snake whisperer,
snake
huh?
charmer.
No, no, grandma. Hey, they call him.
One-eyed snake charmer,
called
black guy snake.
They called him Grandma Gum-Eye. Grandma Gum-Eye. All right,
hey, hold
now, look.
On a minute. I got a call from Estevan.
Hey, put him on the fucking
Estevan.
Show. You're on the show.
You're on the show. What's going on, partner?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Hard nut.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, brother?
You got your pants around your ankles?
Not much. What are you guys doing?
Talking
recording the show?
Yeah, talking about the Dutch rudder. You ever done a Dutch rudder?
Dutch rudders.
Dutch rudder. Oh, so you canceled me and got Dutch rudder. All right, big guy.
What's up, G?
Hey, no, I was wondering who you use for art. Now that Shane's on the road,
Ali. Oh, I'm gonna get with you, but I want to tell him on the show. But I'm gonna call you when I'm out of here. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. For
I'll
sure,
link bro. It all up. All right, G. For all sure. Right, have a good day, Estevan. Shout out to Estevan Oreo and Soul Assassin.
Big
shout
left.
To Chumahan and Blue Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Made you unhappy. All right, dog. I'll call you later. Love you, dog.
That did make me happy.
Adios.
Okay, so going back to Grandma Gum-Eye. Now, look, here's the deal. moving on from that, right? Because you got to think about this. Think about the DEA and all the bullshit they did going after Chapo. Okay. And think about Chapo. This is a cheap segue into Chapo Escape. This is a cheap. Man, what is the big idea? Oh, you think you're the big Chapo, huh? All right, so check this out. What do we got? 40? All right, Sean just gave me the Dutch rudder.
Okay, 40. Dutch rudder.
Here we go. He loves it when we talk about semen.
Sideways Dutch rudder.
Oh, Blue Eyes loves semen talk, bro.
Hey, easy on that. Come on, bro.
All right. All right. Look at it. He liked that.
He calls it his lips, all happy to talk about it.
Oh, semen. Sean loves it. Seafood chow mein.
Hey, come on. Let's
see. He calls it
moving.
Pants mushu pork. Okay, here we go.
All right, Chapo segue.
Yeah, Chapo. Thanks for reminding me. So, check this out. So, the DA is trying to go after Chapo. Now, Chapo's been in business for, and we talked a little bit about it. He's sending fucking cocaine through the fucking tunnels and fucking chili cans and all this other
bullshit. What year are we talking about right now?
I don't fucking know. 2000.
Okay.
All right. He escapes from the prison La Puente, which was supposed to be the one that held the first guy in Narcos.
Gotcha.
That was the deep one, right? And he got out of that. They pushed him in a fucking laundry cart, or he paid off everyone, just walked out through the front door. All right. So how did they eventually catch Chapo? The first thing is, so Chapo would go to Culiacan or La Tuna, which is like up in the mountain ranges, right, of his home state. I think it's Michoacan, right? He's way up there. And Mexico is so big, and the federales have a real difficult time going into these mountains to try to capture him because he's hiding everywhere. They don't have enough troops. And also, all the locals are more loyal to a guy like Chapo than they are to the federales.
Right.
All right. So he's up there, and he's paying everybody, right?
Everybody's
paying. And
they
got things called halcones, right? These are these dudes that are, I think that's the Spanish term for falcon. But what it is all of these drug cartels would pay everybody
to be lookouts.
That's right.
Yep.
Hot dog dudes, fucking whatever, right? As soon as you see the CMAR, it's called CMAR, I think it was what it was. That's the Mexican Marines. As soon as you saw that chopper coming, everybody, shoe salesmen, everybody would be calling up, letting you know. So then you could never surprise these dudes.
They would sew up those little towns like the way fucking Homeboy had fucking Colombia sewed up.
Exactly.
The telephone lines, everything.
All right. But when he was hidden up there, he had a real hard time connecting to the internet and contacting and discussing and coordinating shit with everyone else with cell phones and all this other stuff. They didn't want to use certain cell phones. He hated cell phones. He had, like, I think an actual, like, wireless to a landline, Chapo, right? So what happened was they hooked up with this dude named Christian. And Christian was like a Mexican IT dude. And he was like ahead of his time at the time. And he set up the IT systems for certain.
Was the guy that was trying to sell Chapo a fucking satellite?
No.
Okay.
But what he did do was, this guy Christian went in, right? And he wasn't looking to do any work with Chapo. He was doing work with one of Chapo's associates, not really knowing. His associates all have bullshit businesses on the side to launder money and all this other kind of thing, right? So he was setting up these systems or whatever. This person brought him to El Chapo. And so they flew him up on a tiny little plane, and he was going to pay him triple, double, whatever, right? Flies up there, sees El Chapo, and he sets up for, and he tells El Chapo, I can set you up for a voice over internet protocol line. And we can set it up so that you can't trace the number, right? We'll do mirrors and all this other bullshit. And then you can actually call people and talk to them in real time. And initially, that was great, and it was working out great, and El Chapo liked it. And then, of course, like every IT guy, El Chapo calls him up anytime there's any kind of, like, fucking IT problem. Like, Sean, you know something about computers and shit. Do you get hit up by relatives all the time?
Oh, yeah.
How annoying is it when...
Crazy. Okay. Crazy annoying.
So this guy, Christian. So he starts teaching Chapo's men a little bit about IT, so he doesn't have to field all these calls. But the other thing Chapo liked to do was he also liked to spy on his own people. Mm-hmm. So he asked this guy, can you put something on all the computers so that I can actually listen in?
Right.
And this guy, Christian's like, yeah, it was called FlexiSpy. And so he put FlexiSpy on everybody's computers. And so then Chapo was listening to all this shit going on. While that was going on, Chapo, for whatever reason, loved Blackberries. And what he didn't realize is that all of his messages were going into servers, and the DEA and the FBI were able to listen in on all of that shit. They went and they got a Russian, just like the one that Lepke's running around with, okay? Set up a fake thing for this guy, Christian, the IT guy. And the Russian said, listen, I want to move a lot of coke. Can you help me? And the IT guy said, yeah, no problem. We'll just do this, this, this. Got it all on film. Brought Christian in and said, you're doing life in prison or you help us crack these codes with El Chapo. And Christian was almost ready to get out of the drug game already. He had two families, stressed out to the max, right? Just fine, whatever. So he lets the FBI and the DEA know everything. So now they can see everything that Chapo's doing. At this point, right, Chapo, and we're talking, Chapo started to get comfortable. And so then he's like rolling around, and I guess there was like some kind of G20 summit in Cabo San Lucas, okay? And Chapo was like, I'm going to go to Cabo too and hang out, blah, blah, blah. And this is during Obama's reign. So he's going there, and he's like one of his like top lieutenants was, and it was like, don't come to Cabo, bro. It's fucking hot right now. And Chapo's like, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they start doing all this pinpointing and all this other shit.
Yeah.
And they're coming in to try to get El Chapo. They almost get him at his buddy's house. He escapes and he's running. But now they got him on the run. And Chapo is the kind of guy that would just steal a car with his buddy and they would just drive through checkpoints and all this other shit, which is what he was doing, and he was getting away. And then the heat died down. G20 summit went away. Now I think he was somewhere between like La Paz and Cabo, whatever, something like this, right?
Uh-huh.
So he also had safe houses already set up. And the safe houses were secret, and they only had certain names, 1 through 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. His top lieutenant was called the Nose, El Nariz. Nobody had ever seen him before.
El Nariz.
And they set out a dragnet to find him.
Yeah.
They send out this dragnet, and they're looking for El Chapo, and he's totally disappeared.
Yeah.
And they're like triangulating black mirrors, and they're trying to find him.
Yeah.
So they decide, fuck it, let's find the Nose. And they had figured out that a huge amount of birria was ordered to be delivered to a secret location.
Right.
So they go to this party. The fucking Marines drop down on everybody. They take everyone outside. And this guy who's in charge of it's trying to, this DA advisor is trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. And while he's interrogating everyone, and they don't know yet which one is El Nariz, but the guy's like, I know it's got something to do with a nose. I don't know if it's a cutoff nose, a big nose, whatever it is, right? A woman said, I have to go take care of my baby. And the guy knew instinctively there was something weird about it. So they followed her into a safe house number 3, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was holding a baby. And 2 female Marines grabbed the baby from her, and she was screaming all kinds of shit, like, it's a son. Anyway, cell phone falls out of her armpit. And when the cell phone falls out, they search the house, and they find a guy, and they bring him down. And the dude had the biggest fucking schnozzle anyone's ever seen.
Fucking schnoz.
Huge. And the DA guy goes, you're the Nose. And the guy's like, he nods. He's like, I'm the Nose. So he goes, where's El Chapo? Which house is he in? And he goes, he's in number 1. He goes, and the guy didn't know, but he just said, you're lying. He goes, we heard about the birria order. Where's it going? And he said, El Nose, the Nose, El Nariz, fucking looked crestfallen. He said, Cinco. Now, what's going on in Cinco? Chapo's fucking a chick in Cinco. And I mean, they're just going at it. They're butt naked, sweaty, Mexican hot nights. They're in there, right? All of a sudden, they look up and they see on the monitors outside Mexican Marines with a battering ram just ramming the fucking door. And like Chapo's butt naked, he jumps out and runs into the bathroom and he's like, follow me, my love. And then like his secretary, the Condor, and a maid, his girlfriend, which he had multiples, and him naked are in a bathroom while the Marines are downstairs trying to knock the door down. And it's reinforced with concrete and steels, and they can't believe it. They can't open it. He's up there. He pushes a button. Hydraulics go off, and the bathtub raises up.
Straight out of Narcos, man.
Raises up, and there's like this nice walkway with lights and everything. And they all go down it. Chapo is butt fucking naked with an AK-47. They go down this fucking thing, right? And they close the fucking bathtub behind them. And this thing is a long, winding fucking road, okay? Underground tunnel.
Unbelievable.
It leads out into the main sewage vein. Chapo is walking naked
in shit,
waist deep Mexican sewage. It's fucking junk. I mean, and it's not just shit, bro. You gotta imagine. I watched the documentary. They pulled the skeleton of a fucking horse out of the sewer.
Wow. Think about all the human skeletons in there.
Think about the smell. Oof. Sean, imagine what kind of weird growths.
So what and the
things.
Fuck? I can't even believe he's still alive.
Sean.
It'd be like, what was that? What was that one fucking movie that was the cult movie where the Toxic Avenger?
Right.
I'm surprised that he didn't like his plants just start melting off of him.
And you're saying
bone.
All these chicks are with him too?
There's 1, 2, 3 people with him.
Reminder, no, we need to do a dive in
that's
on fucking
Ride
Toxic
or Die
Avenger
right there.
And Dawn of the Dead.
Okay, he's also a really short guy, so he was probably like neck deep in it.
But think about how committed you are to an escape that you're butt naked and you're walking through the sewer.
Oh, that's like, that comes, that's, man. Yeah.
And that's a long walk. They don't get, they walk in that sewer, but by the way, Sean's nightmare. Are those weird muscles that grow in a sewer?
Oh, man.
And like, you know, weird organisms that, like, when you touch them, they shrink back and you don't know what they are and they're not even classified yet? Some strange muscles?
I was ready to jump out a few motel rooms in my boxers, dog. Like, and I was naked, but at least I had the sense to put my boxers on, but nothing else.
He walks through that. They walk through it all the way till it reaches the ocean. And then when they got there, it was sun was starting to come up. And he was able to commandeer a car, naked sewage, go to another safe house and get a change of clothes, and then go to
with all that shit all over.
And then go to.
Hey, you got any soap in there? Like, oh, we got like this little, there's a little tiny little half a bar all.
Motel like 6 soap? 40,
yeah.
Like a sliver.
Quickly, he's out of there in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, the organisms on your thighs.
I do my hair, so I just didn't even start. That isn't, you guys don't have conditioner? I'm not even going to do it.
I mean, when you're walking, dude, I mean, it's one thing to have your junk, but I mean, it's going up everywhere, bro. Every crevasse.
That's well, in your fucking piss too, hole, man. In your fucking hole where you piss.
Right. So
imagine that's some old fucking.
You piss and like a fingernail comes out. Band-aid.
How about crawling up your ass?
Dude, crayfish.
Larva. Somehow some larva eggs get up your ass.
Listen, dude.
Huh? Hey. All of a sudden you got worms growing. Hey, and they're going upwards instead of out of your ass. They're going up further in you.
And they eventually, nice, they eventually. Arrested him.
Well, so you're saying he's naked. He's
at
the other safe house.
So he gets him to changes his clothes, and they drive to Mazatlan, and they get into like a Sheraton or Hilton in Mazatlan. And the authorities knew that he escaped, and they had gotten somewhere that he was in Mazatlan, but they continued the search in that other area to make him think he'd gotten away. They eventually go to Mazatlan undercover. And they charge up one floor at a time. And he was barricaded in with a fucking gun. And then they finally got him. They arrest him. They take him to the prison. And that's where you see, now he's on tape, right? They got him on a monitor in this prison, right?
Yeah, that's
he's in there for like a year and a half or whatever. His people buy a property about a mile or something away. And they buy that property and they start digging a tunnel. And the tunnel they dig probably costs like $10 million to build this tunnel. And they're tunneling for another mile up into where he's at. And they were able to smuggle in a watch to him while he was in that prison under the constant 24-hour surveillance, except for little privacy stall, right, half up to his waist, so he could shower. That was it. They got him the watch. They could figure out by GPS where he was, and they made the tunnel that way. And they put in air vents and a whole fucking thing. And they fucking drill up in there, and if you go on, you can see the video, and he's like looking around, and looks like he messes with something on the grate. Then he gets up, and then he takes off his shoes, and then he looks like he's getting ready for a shower. Oh, something's on the ground, and he bends down, and then you just never see him stand back up again. He bends down, and he just never stands back up again. And it takes the people watching the monitors, right, like an hour or 30 minutes to figure out he's gone. By then, he's on a modified motorcycle with his buddy set up on tracks inside the tunnel so that he can ride away real fast. And he gets away, and he gets back into another car with his buddy, and they drive, and they go to a checkpoint. And 99 out of 100 times, he's been let go through the checkpoint. But at this checkpoint, the guy goes, hold on, there was something off. And this time, they contacted the federales and the DA, and they grabbed him. And this time, instead of being in Mexico, they extradited him to the United States. And
immediately.
That's how they got him.
Damn. It's the ultimate fuck you.
That's how they got him. That's how they got him. And the thing that's crazy.
How long was it before they have him right there, you're saying, in Mexico?
Yeah.
So he goes into American hands.
I want to say it was like 3 weeks. And he was trying
that's
to get
a long time.
Not long enough to dig a tunnel. Those tunnels, and he was already starting to make bribes. He's said to have bribed the Mexican president $1 million. $1 million. And he's trying to stay in Mexico, and he's trying to find a jail or a prison where he can be there long enough for his people to buy another property and start building. But it's going to take like a year to fucking build another tunnel. But by then, it was too late. And the Mexicans had agreed to turn him over to the United States. And when he landed in the United States, like I think it was in the Northeast, some Philadelphia, somewhere that fucking Schwartz likes.
Philly.
Right. Schwartz loves.
He was done for.
Someplace they couldn't dig a tunnel to.
Right. So the issue is, thank you for that commentary. King Salmon coming in with that insightful quip.
Quiet.
Shh. So that's the issue. But I want to turn to another thing now. Well, I don't know. Where are we at, old Blue Eyes? You want to hit the thing? Because I'm about ready to start talking.
Hit it before he puts it up.
Dipolito. Next time.
Fuck!
You want to hit it before he put it up? What?
I forgot about that.
Where are we at?
The Dipolito?
Where we at?
How long? What's the time, Sean?
57.
What is it? Listen. What's next? Do we have another hour to fill before
www.supermaxhardware.com. Come check us out. Listen to Hard Luck Show Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Stay tuned because we are releasing the audiobook limited series, unlimited series of The Art of War.
Right.
LA Crime Mixtape. Check that out. Mm-hmm. We got a lot coming at you.
Right. 500 units sold. The Indian will get his nails painted and will be ridiculed and pushed in the streets.
Rainbow painted, just like his cousin.
Right.
Yeah. Will you get nail extensions so they're long?
750, and I'll put on black lady nail extensions. No problem. I'll fucking.
God.
You're really burying yourself. Okay.
I don't give a shit. That's how committed I am to the success of this show and the
that's
success.
That's right.
I'm serious. Don't get me started. All right, listen. I'm getting pissed. Ovanda Bone LLP. We wear braids to court. Let the tomahawks fly. Best legal representation. Money can buy.
Yeah.
www.movemental.media. Sean at movemental.media for all your hard audio needs. Hardluckshow.com.
Right.
LA Crime Mixtape.
Right.
Look out for the proto episodes coming soon.
Do we have any proto clips?
I don't have any prepared. No.
All right, next
I
time.
I mean, I could, yeah.
Prono.
I could.
Prono.
Okay. Prono?
Pass me that Prono mag.
Prono? Prono mag?
Yeah. Dragon bags, right?
Dragon ducks, old bags.
Duck cloth, slick slide, slow slide. He invented it. Revolutionary. Nobody gives a shit, but nobody come on.
Dragon bags. DRAGGINBAGZ.com. Thank you very much for having me on the show again, gentlemen.
Hey, motherfucker. I'm the most interviewed fucking cornhole. Hey.
What you got over there, Ali?
Ali, wake
Ali,
up. What?
Shout out, where you at?
Cosmic Demise.
It's Ali. You can find me on CosmicDemise.com and on Instagram, Cosmic Demise.
All right. That's right. And shout out to a few of our sponsors. Enzo's Pizzeria in Westwood Village. Thank you for always looking out for us for salads and pizza. Vibes, Rolling Papers, cookies, all products. Yeah, Soul Assassins. Shout out to City of Santa Monica, PYFC, Pico Ethan Family Center, Oscar and Alex. Thank you guys for the use of this place. And as we do about this time, adios, amigos.
You know, listening to this blues music reminds me of my own trials and tribulations as a young guy. And, you know, my folks, they really, really dump on me. They really do. I say, you guys get along with your parents? I guess you guys moved out by now, though, huh? What's this, sir?
Drink it.
Well, that's a very sweet thought of both of you gentlemen, but I really don't drink it. Until now. So you guys in the emergency room, huh?
Hello, pretty lady. Tell me something. What's a beautiful broad like you doing with a malacca like this, huh?
It's purely sexual.
No shit.
She's into malaccas, Dino.
She's into malaccas. Do you believe that? You can say that again.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.